Good morning once again. This is a beautiful discourse that Christ ever gave before he left his disciples. We know that the last words of a person, perhaps who is on his deathbed or deathbed, they are very important to us. And we have always to remember those words. And in the Gospel of John, before Christ ascended to God the Father, he had to leave some instructions to his disciples. The disciples, the followers, and particularly the apostles. He had to instruct them on how they should go about in life, how they should live with one another. St. Peter in the first reading talked about the separation of one another, where we feel that some people are profane, others are unclean, we should not mix with them. But for St. Peter, he says, every one of us is not evil in themselves. Perhaps it's the world that they meet out there, which makes them bad. Because if we are all created in the image and likeness of God, it means we are all good. We are not bad. That is why there is the invitation, love one another. Christ had to repeat this before he left. It is by your dealings that I will know, and my Father will know that you love one another. If you fail to greet your brother or your sister, how do you love God whom you do not see? If you fail to stop at the hospital, the in-care service, and greet that patient, how do you care for God whom you don't see? So this was a special message for them. I am leaving you in the world, but don't be of the world. And not everything will be of the world for you. You have to be selective. You see the value, things which are valuable, and the things which are not. It is possible, very possible, to be together and not loving one another. But it is impossible to love and not be together. We can meet together at the place of work. We can meet together in the meeting. It doesn't mean we love one another. But if we love, even in that meeting, we extend a different meaning in our midst. And so love is the first purpose. Let's love, then everything would flow from there. And so the readings of today, it makes this good connection. How good are we with one another? What love do we extend? How united are we with one another? Love one another and you'll be united. Even in differences, make an effort to love. A special commandment for us. And if we did that, we can even see how this concept is extended in our families. In every family, as an example, we have different members. But we are always together. In every family, if you look around, you find that in a family there are people perhaps who talk too much. And sometimes we don't even like it. Because they talk too much, talking. Every time. But we know that these are members of our families. And there's nothing we can do about their talking. And sometimes we find that in our families there are people who are very good entertainers. They will entertain us the whole day. It's not their fault, that's who they are. Entertaining. Sometimes even disturbing our work. But that's who they are. They are members of our family. Others are introverts. They don't talk much. They don't want a lot of noise around them. But these two are members of our families. Some are weak members, very weak, and they need a lot of care. Some are young, some are elderly, but all these are members of our families. Some could be addicts, and they need the special attention from the family members. Some of our members in the families are very wise. We always listen to their advice so that we live well. Some are just simply intellectuals, just from there. That's all. Sometimes we may even question their wisdom, but we need them because they help us to understand the world and what is going on. So when we look at all this, found in one family, one blood, we understand that God had put all that for the purpose. And it is these families now, different families, that God has brought together in the church. Perhaps we can even see the confusion of these different families now coming together. It makes it even worse. But then Christ says, be one. I want even in that confusion for you to be one so that you are united. Because it's only out of unity and love that you are going to give praise to me and God the Father. What a beauty of coming to church, meeting different people, different characters. But then our focus is towards one God who created us. And so this is an important prayer for Christ. I pray that they may be one, and not only these, but even for those who be called to them. Keep them in your name. Very important words. And the church has helped us so well, our Holy Catholic Church, to put us together. First, it starts with the sacramental life of the church, molding us. So that we get together, we are united. First in our baptism, in our confirmation, in our marriages, those called to religious life, in our illness, we are given all these sacraments to build up to that body of Christ so that we become one and we are united. And so let us pray perhaps that especially in our homes, that this is where this should begin. We cannot give what we don't have. But once we start this love from our homes, we let it come on. Our fruits of love will be shown by the mercy that we have, by the good that we give out, because then we are following the ways of Christ. Shall we rise and pray? In our special prayer, where we express our faith and say we do believe, and we do believe that God is with us in everything. And then we strive for that love and unity towards one another and towards the world. We desire the same conditions of life, goodness, mercy, love, and beauty.